It's been quite a year for South Korean cultural exports. There's the film Parasite, which won the Oscars, and then there's boy band BTS topping the Billboard charts with its K-pop music. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, the country's government is beginning to see K-pop as a national security asset.
All South Korean men over age 18 have to perform military service. Qualified classical musicians and star athletes can be exempted from or defer service. And now these guys will be able to defer too. That's BTS. This year they became only the fourth group since the Beatles to simultaneously hold the top two spots on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Last year, BTS played concerts for 1.6 million fans, grossing nearly $200 million. But until recently, the band was about to lose a key member, 28-year-old Kim Seok-jin.
As a South Korean young man, I believe military service is a natural course. And as I have always said, I will answer the country's call whenever it comes.
That was Jin, as he's known, at a press conference on the release of their latest album. He and his fresh-faced bandmates command an adoring global following of millions, known simply as the Army. But when it comes to the South Korean Army, Jin chooses his words carefully. Any comment that sounds unpatriotic could derail a K-pop star's career. Now Jin has a 2-year reprieve from the draft, thanks in part to lawmaker John Yong-gi. He argues that South Korea's 47-year-old Military Service Act was in need of an update. He says exemptions should be extended to new professions and jobs best done by people in their teens or 20s, and that includes popular artists and cultural figures like BTS. This month, John and other lawmakers revised the country's Military Service Act, allowing major pop artists to defer enlistment to age 30. Who is major will be determined by a presidential order. The new rule is about sharing the duty of national defense fairly, explains Lee Gun, president of the Korea Foundation. But he adds it's also about building South Korea's soft power.
When foreigners watch BTS performing, they're going to see the innovativeness of Korea. They're going to see how modern the Korean society is. When we are successful in conveying and creating such images abroad, then the Korean government will have some benefits.
The economic payoff is obvious. BTS contributes an estimated $4.7 billion a year to South Korea's economy. That includes boosting exports of products such as food, clothes, and cosmetics, and drawing hundreds of thousands of foreign tourists to South Korea each year. But it's the soft power, Professor Lee argues, that could help South Korea get a seat at the table where the major powers make the rules.
The future is going to be defined by agenda setting, technological trend, cultural trend. Unless you are a part of that trend and making those trends, your future is going to be made by others.
At last month's BTS press conference, Jin said that all band members plan to serve in the military when their enlistment comes due. Until then, they're free to keep on grooving and vibing. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.